Senator Kerry will campaign today in the Midwest. He will make stops in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Ohio. President Bush is also campaigning in Wisconsin, and he is expected to make additional campaign stops in Michigan, Minnesota, and Florida. You can join us on Wednesday at noon Eastern Time for a live online chat with NPR's political editor, Ken Rudin. Ken will be taking your questions and will be talking about the election. You can submit a question right now at npr.org. And that's the music of Herbie Mann, and the time is now 18 minutes past the hour.
I'm Nora Rahm with these headlines. Al Jazeera Television said today it received the latest videotape of Osama bin Laden at its bureau in Pakistan. The Islamabad bureau chief said the tape was dropped off at the gate of the station yesterday. Bin Laden is believed to be hiding in the mountains that straddle Pakistan and Afghanistan. In the tape, bin Laden said the U.S. must stop threatening the security of Muslims or risk another attack, similar to what happened on September 11th. In response to the tape, both major presidential candidates promised to hunt down and destroy al-Qaeda. And the Palestinian envoy to France says it may be several days before doctors can make a diagnosis for Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, now in a hospital near Paris. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, why Herbert Hoover couldn't land a job on Wall Street. But first, years from now, when the story is told about the fall of Saddam Hussein and the beginning of sweeping change in Iraq, there will be plenty to say about the courage of Iraqi security forces. Already, they have made the ultimate sacrifice again and again to protect the Iraqi people and their homeland. This week has been especially harsh. Guerrillas dressed as policemen ambushed and killed about 50 newly trained Iraqi soldiers in a remote eastern region of the country. And on Thursday, a group calling itself the Ansar al-Sunna Army posted video of the killing of 11 Iraqi National Guardsmen. Colonel Ismail Hussein Ali al-Ababi has been a police officer in Baghdad for nearly 20 years. He joins us now from Baghdad. Our translator is Wa'il al-Ubaidi. Thank you very much for being with us, gentlemen.
No problem.
May I ask, sir, were you ever a member of the Ba'ath Party?
Definitely. In general, in Iraq, if you get a job, you have to be a member in the Ba'ath Party.
When you were working under Saddam Hussein, were the police corrupt or brutal?
Uh, أحيانا
Sometimes we receive orders from higher authority to be erupt and harsh on people. We don't have any choice but to do what we have to do. Generally, we don't like to be violent to people, but sometimes we receive an order like by telephone. It doesn't come on a paper from a judge. On a telephone to move to a certain people to arrest them. We have to obey orders. Personally, I did not harm anybody because I don't like to harm people. So wherever I've worked, I've had no troubles and I can still walk on the streets in the neighborhoods where I've worked before. Other police officers did have problem of revenge.
Colonel, why did you become a policeman?
Everybody has got his own ambition. Mine was to become a pilot, but I did not make it because I did not have the necessary connections. So I went for the second best for me, which was police.
Following these tragic deaths this week, is it difficult to persuade Iraqis to go to work in the police department?
Since the last war, police and National Guards have always have accidents and they were always targeted, yet it did not stop them from going to their work. They are still doing their job.
What do you tell people who are considering joining the Iraqi security forces as to why they should join?
Sometimes friends and relatives come to me asking for my help to join the police force. I tell them that you see what's happening every day. Police are targeted. There are accidents happening to them all the time. They tell me we still want to get the job. We know what it takes and we still would like to do the job. So there is an increasing number in people joining the police force.
How good is the training, Colonel? Are people being trained well enough, do you think?
I think the training is not sufficient. We are committing mistakes. We are being ambushed because we don't have enough experience.
What can be done to change that? How should the training be improved, or how can the security for the security officials be sharpened?
To get better security for police forces in their duty, I suggest they supply them with better vehicles and newer weapons. They have old weapons. In one incident, we've had only 4 Kalashnikovs, and 2 of them stopped working. So when you see that your weapons are not reliable, while your enemy has better weapons, you really feel down.
Let me understand that. There was a group recently, they had only 4 Kalashnikov rifles, and only 2 of them worked?
They went out on a duty. They went to face some bandits on the road. There were clashes, and the police have had only 4 Kalashnikovs, AK-47, and 2 of them did not work.
How much weaponry did the bandits have?
The bandits had 2 Kalashnikovs and one BKC, which is an automatic machine gun, but is larger than AK-47 and longer distance, and they've also had grenades.
Colonel, do you have a family?
I got married 1 month before the war, and now I have a boy, 7 months old. His name is Aus.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
How would you feel about your son if he came to you and let's say one day, 20 years from now, and said he wanted to be a policeman?
In 20 years, if that's his desire, it's okay with me. If we live that long, that is.
Colonel, thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Colonel Ismail Hussein Ali Al-Ababi, a 20-year veteran of the Baghdad Police Force. Our interpreter has been Wa'il Al-Ubaidi, speaking from Baghdad.